Stablecoin infrastructure has quietly become one of the most important corners of the crypto market. Few founders have a bigger stake in that shift than Guy Young. Key takeaways. UST rocketed from zero to nearly $15 billion in assets within 18 months. Supply has since settled at $5.5 billion to $6 billion, still number two behind Sky's USDS. Athena added real-world assets and institutional lending to diversify UST's reserves. At Consensus Hong Kong 2026, the founder and CEO of Athena Labs sat down with CoinShares, the Node magazine and lead content manager Jeremy Labiscont. Young walked through how his synthetic dollar scaled so quickly, what nearly broke it, and where the category heads next. Young said UST, Athena's yield-bearing digital dollar, grew from zero to almost $15 billion in assets within its first 18 months. Supply has since settled between $5.5 billion and $6 billion. That's still the second largest crypto-backed dollar token behind Sky's USDS, another stablecoin, according to CoinShares. See more, stablecoins, digital dollars reshape how money moves. UST works like a different kind of bank deposit, Young said. Users hand over collateral and earn a return generated by the underlying assets. Athena keeps a smaller cut than rivals like Tether, the largest stablecoin issuer, which Young said captures nearly all the yield on its own reserves. UST holders instead receive a majority of that yield, Young said. The remainder goes to the protocol and ENA, Athena's separate token that captures fees and governance rights. That model has fueled debate over buybacks of the ENA token, a popular move among crypto projects looking to signal confidence to investors. Young pushed back on the idea for a company still scaling its product. He called early buybacks a bit of a counter signal about a startup's growth prospects. Athena would rather reinvest, he said. Young's broader view is that stablecoins could become a multi-trillion dollar sector within 5 years. Within that, he expects reward-bearing products like UST, specifically, to reach $100 billion to $200 billion in supply within 3 to 5 years. Stablecoin distribution goes institutional. Young argued the industry needs to stop expecting people to adopt crypto-native tools like self-custody wallets. Those wallets require users to manage their own private keys. He said stablecoin issuers have largely run out of new crypto-native users. Now they need to reach people through channels they already use, like exchange apps or asset manager partnerships. Athena has already put that philosophy into practice on the institutional side, according to CoinShares. The company rolled out iUST, an institutional version of UST, during 2026. It gives institutional investors a dedicated way to hold the token. It has also opened a path for stock market investors who can't hold crypto directly, according to CoinShares. StableCoinX, USDE, is a publicly traded company built around a treasury of ENA tokens. StableCoinX closed its business combination with TLGY Acquisition Corp, a blank check company. The combined firm began trading on NASDAQ under that ticker on June 26, 2026. That institutional push extends to how Athena backs UST, too. Since the interview, Athena has moved to diversify UST's reserves, according to CoinShares. The company has cut its reliance on perpetual futures, derivative contracts used to hedge against crypto price swings. It has also added institutional lending and real-world assets to make the reserve steadier across market cycles. For more news, information, and strategy, visit the CoinShares Crypto ETF Hub.